Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It is cold, 16 degrees, despite the sunshine. We're expecting a bitter cold snap tonight. Let's get the update right now on what's coming up from AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brian Thompson.
After what's been a blustery, cold afternoon with temperatures really struggling to get past the mid-teens and winds that are gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour at times, it is going to be a very cold night ahead tonight. So we'll have a clear sky, temperatures dropping down into the single digits, closer to 10 degrees at the lakefront. And we'll still have a bit of a breeze on what's going to be a very cold day tomorrow before we do get some relief later in the week. Brian Thompson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we're updating weather conditions at least 10 times an hour, day and night, right here on WBBM. We're working to get more information from Chicago police about the discovery of a teenage girl found in a Chicago basement more than 4 months after she was reported missing.
The 15-year-old girl was reported missing on September 22nd, 2024 by her mother, a Chicago resident. U.S. Marshals were made aware of the case on January 1st and offered to help Chicago police. Police say the investigation required immediate attention due to belief that the child could possibly be in danger of sex trafficking. Investigators eventually found the teen in a Chicago apartment, hiding in the basement storage area behind a water heater. She appeared to be in good health. No arrests have been made at this time. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 24-year-old Aurora man pleads guilty to impregnating a woman at a facility for disabled people. The Daily Herald reports Isaiah Fields could receive 2.5 years for sexual assault when he's sentenced in March. Fields is accused of assaulting the woman while working as her caregiver at the Markland Hyde Center in unincorporated Geneva. Your parents could be able to keep their Illinois driver's licenses longer without having to take a road test. This is under a new plan, now getting a first look at the state capitol in Springfield. Right now, state law says drivers must take regular driving tests starting at age 79. The proposed change would raise that age to 87. Secretary of State Alexi DeNulia says his staff worked with AARP to draft the new plan.
This legislation would allow family members who have the best line of sight into a person's cognitive state to report those concerns and enable action to either get them retested in a timely manner or to take their driving privileges away entirely.
A vote is expected in the spring. People living on Chicago's west side now have a new resource as they try to keep themselves and their families healthy.
The ribbon.
1, 2, 3. Yay! Woo!
Officially cut on the new $30 million Humboldt Park Health Wellness Center here in the 2900 block of West Division.
The Humboldt Park Health Wellness Center will ensure that we put prevention first. That the people of our community deserve wraparound services and access to wellness and workout facilities and don't need to make six figures a year to have that sort of lifestyle.
The three-story facility features a swimming pool, indoor track, exercise equipment, physical therapy classes, and much more, all of which officials say will be made affordable and accessible. Mayor Brandon Johnson.
By investing in the people and this community that have unfortunately been left behind, we are ensuring that all residents, no matter their zip code, can live a healthy and a prosperous life.
In Humboldt Park, Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Another elected official is under fire for deleting public comments on their social media pages.
The lawsuit filed in federal court alleges Republican House Minority Leader Tony McCombie violated former Republican nominee for Illinois Attorney General Tom DeVore's First Amendment rights by banning him from her Facebook page. DeVore is asking for a trial by jury and is using the Supreme Court ruling that official Facebook pages of public office holders are protected by the First Amendment. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The founder of Four-Sided Framing Cards, Gifts, and Art has died. Todd William McGilvray died in his home in Chicago after a lifelong battle with chronic and progressive diseases. He opened his first four-sided location on Broadway in Lakeview in 2002. He and his partner went on to operate five locations with 40 employees. He was only 57. Chicago's first ever elected school board members are set to join the Board of Education tomorrow. And one of those incoming members says she has grave concerns about the financial health of the district. WBBM's Jim Goodis talked to her. He's here at the Anchor Desk with that story. Jim.
Lisa, while Mayor Brandon Johnson gets to appoint 11 members to the hybrid board, 10 members were chosen by voters. Ellen Rosenfeld was elected to represent the board's 4th district on the city's north side, while the Chicago Teachers Union claims the Chicago Public Schools have enough money to meet teacher demands for pay and staffing without requiring budget cuts. Rosenfeld questions that.
CPS is on the edge of a financial cliff, looking to the long-term stability of Chicago public schools. We have to prioritize responsible budgets.
Rosenfeld says the financial challenges facing CPS mean the board has a lot of hard work ahead of it, but she says she's hopeful the board will find ways to provide the necessary resources to meet the needs of students, teachers, and the community. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
While two Chicago aldermen are proposing that police help federal immigration agents with some deportation, lawmakers in Evanston voted last night to shore up their welcoming ordinance.
Updates to Evanston's ordinance specify it will not assist agents from ICE, other federal agencies, or private detention centers with civil immigration enforcement. The city will also not share information or agree to deputize state or local law enforcement to carry out federal immigration law. Evanston's city leaders say the moves and others show the city aims to uphold values of community trust and safety while ensuring every resident has the chance to thrive. Meanwhile, the Chicago City Council is slated to vote tomorrow on a proposal to let CPD help federal agents in deporting undocumented immigrants who've been arrested but not convicted of a crime. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score. Welcome, Mike Esposito.
Lisa, thank you, and good afternoon. Let's start with basketball. The Bulls home tonight against the Pelicans. New Orleans, 8-32 on the year. The Bulls sit at 18-21, and Zach LaVine has been hot on the offensive end. Lonzo Ball's resurgence continues as the Bulls' point guard made his first start in almost 3 years on Sunday against Sacramento as he continues his comeback from serious knee surgeries. 7 o'clock tip on the west side and also down the dial on 670 The Score. Football. The Bears coaching search rolls on, and it may do so for several weeks, depending on the direction the Bears take. Former Dallas and Packers head coach Mike McCarthy will be up at Halas Hall tomorrow. Today, it was interim head coach Thomas Brown's turn. The best of the bunch might be the one the Bears would have to wait for. That's Lions coordinator Ben Johnson and Rick Gregg with more.
Johnson's the hottest name in this coaching cycle after leading the Lions offense to 3 straight top 5 finishes. This year's Lions led the NFC in yards, passing yards, rushing touchdowns, and total points, with Detroit actually scoring 254 more points than the disjointed Bears did. That's 15 points a game. Johnson rose through the ranks at Boston College and with the Dolphins before joining the Lions in 2019. Most interesting to the Bears might be the way he worked with quarterback Jared Goff to create the Lions juggernaut. Shortly after Johnson was named offensive coordinator, he and Goff spent 3 days together breaking down schemes they liked and didn't like. That got Goff back to the Pro Bowl twice and has Bears brass and fans dreaming about what Johnson might do with Caleb Williams. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some good college basketball games around the country tonight. 6 o'clock tip down in Bloomington, Illinois at Indiana. DeBall takes on Marquette right here downtown against Wintrust, or at Wintrust Arena. NIU is against Miami of Ohio, and later on Wisconsin battling Ohio State. Hawks off until Thursday night when they play in Nashville, and the Cubs have dealt Miles Mastroboni to Seattle for cash considerations. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WB.
Well, 2024 was a lucrative year for Illinois residents who were missing money that they didn't even know they had. WBBM's Terry Keschner just talked to the Illinois State Treasurer. He's here at the Anchor Desk with details. Terry.
Yeah, Lisa, Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerich says it's a windfall for thousands of state residents.
We were really excited. $299 million returned to people and businesses and nonprofits in the state of Illinois last calendar year.
Frerich's office says his office returned all that money, nearly $299 million in missing money, during 2024 through the state's missing money program. It's also known as iCash.
This could be money from a life insurance policy you weren't aware of. Maybe there was a rebate or a refund owed to you. Maybe you left money in a bank savings account and forgot about it.
There were about 331,000 claims, the average claim about $902. The Illinois State Treasurer's Office recommends logging on to icash.illinoistreasurer.gov twice a year to see if you have any money coming your way. Live at the Anchor Desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
I did that once and I got 35 cents back, so I wish it was more like 900.
What can you buy with that now?
I'm not sure where that even came from, but that's a true story.
Congratulations.
All right, 322 now. Some personal possessions from Al Capone are on public display.
Visitors to the Mob Museum in downtown Las Vegas can now watch a short home movie that was shot by Al Capone himself. The movie features other mobsters, including Lucky Luciano and Frank Costello. The museum is also displaying Capone's favorite weapon, a .45 caliber Colt 1911 pistol. Capone nicknamed it Sweetheart. The Colt was sold for more than $1 million at an auction back in 2021. There was another attempt to auction it off in 2024, but the bidding was cut off because it stalled in the $800,000 range. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.